This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
More good news coming to the capital city's General Motors assembly plants as the automaker continues to invest in the two facilities. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Lansing Mayor Virg Brennero announcing here on WILS this morning that the giant automaker will build the new Cadillac ATS at the Lansing Grand River plant as part of a $190 million investment creating more than 600 jobs. Brennero spoke with WILS's Tony Conley.
We're very excited about it. I think it proves, Tony, that what I've said all along is that manufacturing is not dead. Manufacturing is our past. It's also a vibrant part of our future.
The new investment also being described by Detroit News reporter David Shepherdson as a shot in the arm.
This 600 jobs could have a pretty major impact on the economy of the Lansing area. Even if it's only half that, it could be 3,000 to 6,000 net jobs for the area.
GM planning to make the formal announcement at LGR tomorrow. It'll come 8 days after the giant automaker announced its $37 million investment into the Delta Township plant. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow speaking on WILS says that President Obama's bailout of the automaker is a key reason GM is now able to make this local investment.
We wouldn't have an American auto industry if we hadn't partnered to help them get through bankruptcy. Tomorrow I'll be with folks at GM that are going to be announcing the new exciting expansion.
This will mean hundreds of new jobs in the plant. And Detroit News reporter David Shepherdson on WILS says that even more will be available in the wider Lansing area.
This 600 jobs could have a pretty major impact on the economy of the Lansing area. Even if it's only half that, it could be 3,000 to 6,000 net jobs for the area.
With the approval of a brownfield plan for the Marketplace redevelopment project by a judge, a Lansing City Council candidate, reacting to the council's rejection of the plan based on a union dispute which almost killed the project. Joe Manzella on WILS.
You can't have the city council meddling in those negotiations between the developer and labor leaders. There's a difference between facilitating and advocating or taking an active role on the part of one of the parties.
As high winds continue blowing through the Lansing area, some homeowners may experience property damage. Insurance agent Angie Reinach says first, file a claim.
The second thing you would probably want to do is cover up that open window or make temporary repairs if it's safe to do so.
More reaction to a court ruling which allows brownfield plans for the Marketplace redevelopment project. This after the Lansing City Council voted against the tax incentives. Mayor Virg Brennero on WILS today says the project is an important one for the capital city.
I thought that half the council was ridiculous in the way they voted. Come to find out I was right. The judge felt they were ridiculous. So I'm excited that we can move forward, put the nonsense behind us.
Governor Granholm announcing over $2 billion of company investments in Michigan, creating over 6,000 jobs. The development due to tax breaks approved by the MEDC yesterday, including ones for the state's automakers. MEDC spokesman Greg Main on WILS.
We've seen job erosion in the big three for years now, and I think we're finally at the point where we're calling a halt to that, and we can start turning around and going the other way.
In East Lansing Police Department naming Deputy Chief Julie Liebler as the interim police chief. A national search for a permanent replacement is being conducted. General Motors and local UAW officials are not commenting ahead of tomorrow's official announcement, but Lansing Mayor Virg Brennero confirming that the automaker plans to invest $190 million in the Grand River plant, part of a plan to build a new Cadillac vehicle at the facility. Brennero speaking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
You know, we worked like the dickens to make that happen. You see one success after another happening in Lansing, Michigan to the economy, and it's as a result of leadership.
Meanwhile, with less than a week to go before next Tuesday's election day, how does Brennero react to polls showing him trailing gubernatorial rival Rick Snyder by double digits?
I don't worry about these guys. Pollsters, pundits, prognosticators, the folks that count are the people. The people vote. The people determine. Last time I checked, it was the people. You know, we don't have coronation.
Michigan getting $150 million federal dollars to fund the construction of a high-speed rail line between Kalamazoo and Dearborn. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow on WILS today says it's an important development.
A number of different ways in which we're focusing on jobs and focusing on being able to expand transportation options.
A high wind warning still in effect in the Lansing area until 8 p.m. tonight with a potential for 40 to 50 mile per hour winds. Lansing Board of Water and Light spokesman Mark Nixon tells WILS that utility crews are ready if needed.
We have people on standby 24/7, so when we get the reports, we immediately dispatch crews.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast tonight, scattered showers, increasing clouds, low around 41. Tomorrow, more showers expected, cloudy, high near 46. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 30. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.